I'm going to be covering, this might be a quick one, I don't know. Most of the stuff I do here is off the cuff, so you got to bear with me. I don't know how long the subjects will last. But I got some emails over the past year and a half from individuals out there who watch my show and have older children. A couple of them are in the military. And they wanted me to talk about what I saw in the military in regards to marriage. If you are in the military and you think that somehow the rainbows are going to appear, the sun, moon, and all the planets are going to line up so you can have the white picket fence and the house and the wife and two kids, think again. Because that is not how it goes down. Okay? I have literally talked to probably at least 30, maybe 50 guys in 30 years who decided to go out and get married. All right, now, typically, if you're going to get married, you have to get, there's counseling, and you know, back in the day, you had to get permission from your commander and shit. That's out the window, but and I would always, you know, fill out their counseling, and then I would put the number of the divorce attorney on the counseling form, and I made sure after they signed it, they got a copy for their records. And not one time, none of those guys are still married today. I think a couple of them were married 7-8 years-ish and got divorced right around the 10-year mark, which coincidentally means that they get half of his pension. All right, so back in the day, 10 years and one day, they take half your pay. So, I mean, it's absolutely no benefit to you. There's no upside to it if you want to get married in the military. Now, another one that happened, because when I came in the Army in 1986, it had been about eight to 10 years before that, when the military basically imploded after Vietnam. And they were rebuilding it into a voluntary force. And so there was a lot of growing pains when it came to pay and BAH and BAQ and all the other stuff. And BAH is basically, you know, basic housing allowance. And BAQ is where they pay for your food and shit. And I know hundreds of guys who, you know, got married to some floozies. And, you know, basically it was a marriage on paper so they can enjoy the BAH and BAQ and live off post. Not one time did that work out for any of the soldiers involved in that. Not one time. And typically what would happen is you'd have Joe shit the ragbag, white knight simp, marry, you know, some gutter trash, you know, penis sponge downrange. And, you know, he'd be like, well, I'm married now, and it's going to be great. And she loves me. She's different. And, yeah. Never works out. Never works out. On a couple of these occasions, the worst one was this. I had, let's just call him Soldier Y. I'm not going to use his name. Married this woman. They were married 4 years. He had been married for 4 years, I guess, by the time I'd run into him. But And he, the same old thing. I met her at the blah 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 post, and her father and her mother lived off post, and blah blah blah. Okay. If you are at an active duty military base, this is a basic fact right here. Every single woman within 50 miles of that base has been run through. Especially if they're just outside, like in Till, it's a little city called Tillicum, right outside Fort Lewis, Horror Central. Now, I'm not saying this took place there, but it is what it is. So, just after they were married 4 years, he got the I'm not happy speech, tried to go to marriage counseling, which is a fucking joke, and quite literally, one day, she shows up at the unit and gives the commander this letter accusing the soldier of all kinds of horrible shit. Horrible shit. Like molestation, child porn, using drugs. He beats his woman. I mean, literally, it was like a laundry list of the worst possible things you can basically accuse somebody of. Now, mind you, there had been not one police report, all right? Because as soon as I was informed of the situation, I immediately, went to the MPs, and I requested a printout of all police or MP calls or DOD police calls to the particular address that this dude was living in. And there were a few visits to this address, but all of them were before he moved in. All right, so now we have the letter with all the accusations. I go to the MPs and I show that not one time were the military police or the Department of Defense police, which are the rent-a-cops that work on post, went to this house while he was assigned to that quarters because he lived on post housing. All right. And then they had, the commander made some phone calls and CID swept in and seized all of his electronics, even his Xbox and PlayStation. And they went through everything looking for kiddie porn. All right. Now, for there was no kiddie porn on any of his shit. He did have a search history where he looked at normal porn, and I thought it was absolutely reprehensible that like the entire chain of command in the unit knew all of his personal shit about him. But like quite literally, there was no evidence whatsoever. So I went to the commander. I said, "Look, sir. All right, yeah, granted, she showed up, she made all these accusations. It's all bullshit. Okay? She's lying. Why are you taking her side?" And this simp, I mean, this commander, he just would not dial it back from 110%. He was quite literally, like, she walked in, handed a letter to the commander, and this dude, it was his mission to destroy this soldier's fucking life. And he had already been in the service for like 8 years. Okay. I mean, we're talking air assault guy, airborne. He had a couple of decent assignments as a squad leader, and a team leader. And his performance reviews were, middle top block. Okay. Now, typically, getting top performer on your evaluation reports is fairly difficult. But if all your evaluations, are, in the 80 percentile range across the board, I mean, that's a solid performer right there. And this commander was willing to like throw this kid's fucking life away on a bunch of fucking lies. So I told the first sergeant, I said, "Look, bro, this is what's going to go down. I don't believe this dude's wife. And I've already brought in evidence to the fact that she's lying, and the commander still wants to go, ape shit on this kid. I am now going to involve the inspector general, and I would like, you're my first sergeant, and I would like you to call the sergeant major and let him know I'm walking up to talk to him right fucking now. And the first one I said, well, Sergeant Pop, and I'm like, first sergeant, if you got a fucking problem with what I'm doing, we can put the gloves on and go out back. Other than that, fuck off. I'm talking to the sergeant major. So I go up there and I talk to sergeant major, and then they call in the battalion commander, and the battalion, I don't know what it is with the officers out there, but the battalion commander's like, I've already been abreast of this for quite some time, and that letter was very distressing, and we need to get to the bottom of it. And I'm like, sir, you understand here that you're supporting your commander, which I understand. You're the battalion commander. But when the IG gets involved, and I've already counseled the soldier, he's thinking about getting a civilian attorney and then going to federal court over this whole thing. It's going to turn into just such a huge goddamn clusterfuck. It's going to end your career and his. All right. And some of the shit that the commander came up with was just flabbergasting. He literally was ordered this soldier to literally sign over almost his entire paycheck to this bitch, which is not supported by the regulations whatsoever. And this commander didn't want to hear that. I said, Roger that, sir. I'm a sergeant, and you're not listening to what I have to say. That's fine. Now it's going to come from a lieutenant colonel or a colonel at the Department of Defense Inspector General's office, because that's where this complaint is going. And he was like, well, that's not how it works. And I go, well, I know you want me to go to the local IG so it can all be swept under the rug. But no, this is going up to the Department of Defense, and every IG below that to the one we have here at our division level is going to know exactly what's fucking going on. Needless to say, I was very unpopular for that. But I got everything dialed back from like 12 to like a 7 or a 6. And they literally came, cuffed this guy up, took him to CID for lie detectors slash, some kind of test for pedophiles. And that was pretty much it for me. That I literally, I fucking lost my shit over that. And I kicked off. I had the soldier's senator involved. I had his representatives involved. He had a attorney, and he was actually suing the army in federal court for that. I don't know what happened. But they wound up giving him a compassionate reassignment to another unit. He had finished divorcing this bitch, and and granted, I misspoke. I said compassionate reassignment. It wasn't that. It was a rehabilitative reassignment, meaning his entire chain of command shit the bed and. There's just no way he would get favorable anything if he stayed in that command. So he quite literally, we got him PCS orders, because the inspector general stepped in and pulled some strings, and he went to a whole other post. And I lost track of the guy years ago, and I haven't been able to find him on Facebook. And I'm not going to say his name. It's no. I mean, this is 30 some odd years ago, and he might even be dead by now. Who knows? But what I'm trying to say here is this. Most of the people that you are going to encounter have no fucking idea of the laws and regulations which govern us. All right? Because I'm telling you, I mean, this commander, if he would just understand the definition of undue command influence, then it wouldn't have went as poorly as it did for him. Because there wasn't enough evidence because there was no evidence to charge this man with anything. But yet this commander was going after him, you know, with everything he had. All right, now this particular commander, he got promoted to major and got reassigned in staff, and he never got promoted above above major, and I believe he was retired at 21 or 22 years of service. So he went bye-bye to Fort Living Room early, and that was it. The battalion commander, I don't know what happened to him. I think he got promoted to colonel and he later retired. But, you know, I've fought, and that story is probably the worst one I had in regards to, you know, marriage and all the crazy shit that could happen while you're in the service. Because I've had dozens of other, you know, battles similar to this, you know, where I was able to get the command to, like, read the regs and figure out what they're supposed to be doing. And, you know, yeah, and a couple of them, they were... You know, there were criminal charges and accusations made, and, you know, they were found not guilty, and the commander in that particular case was still, like, you know, under the impression that the guy did it, and he was still trying to punish him. And I had to step in and tell the commander, I'm like, he was found innocent by Jerry's peers. If you can't accept that, and you want to continue fucking with this, you know, particular soldier, it's not going to go well for you. My advice is just let him fucking do his job. And you will get reassigned here probably in 12 to 18 months. And you will never think about it again. So anyway, that's my stories. And to be honest, if you are in the service, don't get fucking married. All right? I don't care if she's your high school sweetheart. You knew her since she was 3 years old, and it's the most beautiful romantic story on the fucking planet. If you sign your name on the dotted line to go into the service, you need to wave goodbye to Mary Jane Rottencrotch and get on with your fucking life. Because I'm telling you right now, the minute you leave to go in the service, I don't care if you think she's the Virgin Mary and walks on water. 48 hours after the wheels go up and you leave the state on something flying and smoking to do something else for the military, she's going to have a peg D down her throat, one up her ass, and one probably going, making deliveries directly to the warehouse. Boom. Anyway, don't get married when you're in the service. In fact, don't get married. It's not worth it. It's a raw deal. And that's it. Talk to you later. Out.